Hey everybody, Zach White here. Before we get to today's episode, I got a couple bits of business for you. First off, this is our very exciting crossover with the Theater of Tomorrow podcast. It's a great sci-fi podcast that you should check out, especially if you want to see how this story ends. You're going to have to hop over to the Theater of Tomorrow on iTunes, or Facebook, or Twitter, or Instagram, or anywhere good podcasts can be found, desperately trying to socialize. And our second bit of business is, unfortunately, we had some difficulty recording this last live episode. It cut out about halfway through. I know, like, that's never happened to us before. But anyway, we had a backup recording just off of an iPhone. So if you notice a little dip in quality, you're not going crazy. I just wanted you guys to be aware of it. And that's it. Other than that, Zach, would you be so kind as to roll the theme song? Oh, shit. Right. That's me. Okay. This is Radio Phonic Audio for hearing and also listening. Tonight's episode, The Space Adventures of Chet Cosmos, Crisis on Infinite Crossovers, guest starring Mario Culley and Brendan Small. Recorded live at Nerd Melt.
Welcome to the Space Adventures of Chet Cosmos! Today's episode is brought to you by Thick Beefy Cones. Do your kids love waffle cones covered with savory USDA certified hamburger meat? Of course they do! Pick up a box of Thick Beefy Cones. Thick Beefy Cones, the tasty treat made of juicy meat.
So catch me up, Poindexter. What are you doing on my ship?
Several years ago, I started intercepting transmissions originating in a parallel universe from a young man named Michael Last. He appears to be in great peril, so I constructed a device to allow me to travel to his universe and safely retrieve him. Unfortunately, my calculations must have been off, because now I found myself stuck in an entirely strange and unusual universe with all of you.
Okay, got it.
Really? You followed all of that? Most would have had a hard time believing such a strange tale.
Nah, we handle weird shit like this all the time.
Yeah, this is actually a pretty standard Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, one more traveler from a parallel dimension and I fill my punch card for a 3 12-inch turkey sub.
And I'm a crazy alien creature. Nothing weirds me out, except dogs wearing sweaters. Ew.
So, you can help me find the last universe?
Well, I was planning on saving an entire planet of orphans from an asteroid, but sure, we'll do your thing instead.
Well, no, please, by all means, save the...
Oh, no, you're the guest. If Chet Cosmos is anything, he's polite and handsome and strong and
charismatic. Okay, if we had something from that universe, I could analyze it and I could find its origin.
I keep a few recordings of Michael's transmissions. Perhaps those can work?
Oh, and I could make a sort of transdimensional wrist thingy that would pull you into the right universe, like a magnet. It feels good to invent again. These guys don't let me build anything.
Your last invention was a toaster that shot acid in people's faces. That didn't even make good toast.
Well, who needs toast with a face full of delicious acid? Think, robot.
All right, everyone, get to work. I'm gonna give Dr. Brooks a tour of the bridge, show him where a real space hero eats his lunch.
What do you want me to do?
Come with me and tell him the fancy technical names of things. Like this,
That's a chair.
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 It's just where I sit. Has armrests and everything.
Yes, it's very nice. What's more impressive are your engines. We don't actually have space travel where I come from.
Oh, these old things? They're just twin antimatter ion drives. Feels like piloting two ferrets strapped to a brick, but I make do.
Fascinating. So, the propulsion comes from a varying degree that electrothermal molecules that...
No, I'm so bored! Did I show you these armrests? They're padded and everything.
And what was that?
It's a proximity warning. X-4700, what are the scanners saying?
A commander, a Bexian armada is approaching.
Oh, those assholes again. Open up a comm link. Doctor, prepare yourself. These guys are real dickbags.
Check Cosmos. Kneel before the awesome might of Frond Gorblax.
Can this wait? We have guests.
Your puny weapons are no match for my armada.
Oh, is that how it's gonna be? 4700, convert all power to the shields. I'm about to show Dr. Brooks why they call me the galaxy's bravest sex icon.
Nobody calls him that.
Whoa, what's going on here? I'm trying to science over here.
Yeah, I fell asleep briefly, but I was working too.
Oh, nothing big, just a couple dozen Bexian warships trying to turn us into space bits.
That was just a small display of our power. Turn over the proxy nuts or be destroyed.
What?
That's me. How does he know I'm here?
We have been monitoring your transmissions from your universe for quite some time.
Just like I have been with Michael Last's.
I know all about your world, your amazing advancements. You will take me there so I may finally overcome my incurable disease. Baldness.
Honey, ain't nothing gonna fix that chromosome.
I don't understand. You're saying this universe has mastered interstellar travel, but can't cure hair loss.
We're scientists, not magicians.
Once my head is full of strong, confident hair, nothing will stand in my way of conquering this puny galaxy.
Except for the most naturally luscious head of hair ever to grace the stars. Me! Chet Cosmos!
Chet, need I remind you, Cube all over there has us surrounded.
Like I've ever let something so small as hundreds of enemy warships stand in my way.
You've already lost! I can feel those hair plugs now. I'm going to let them grow down to my waist so people from far away will say, that guy has a full head of hair. He deserves respect.
You guys never respect me either. Should I grow my hair out too? Ooh, maybe I should get the Rachel.
Excuse me, but we are in imminent danger. Should we be implanting some sort of plan?
Planning's not really my style. I just like to try random things and hope everything works out.
Yeah, it sounds stupid, but that's only because it is stupid.
Nothing's stupid when you're confident for no reason. X-4700, engines at full speed.
But Commander...
Do it! I'm gonna run this ship right into his shiny forehead.
Engines at maximum? They disabled the engines.
Oh, but I was so confident.
Give me the proxy knot! My days of having to wear a hat in public are finally coming to an end.
Please, you can't let him take me. I have to save Michael Last.
Ah, cool your butt, Doctor. We got this. Right? Somebody... We got this, right?
Like, understand. I couldn't get them back to my universe even if I wanted to. Without the right trajectory, they just float endlessly in the void between dimensions.
Float endlessly? Sounds like my last relationship. Anyone? Remember that? Yeah? Anyone? No? Okay. It's a thinker. You know, we'll get it later. We'll talk. We'll have some wine.
Oh, God. Why don't we just give them exactly what they want?
Have you lost your tiny little mind?
I have to research the best shampoos. I'm thinking either Pert or Garnier. But I'll be back to collect the proxy notch. You have 1 minute!
Okay, now that he's gone, we need to trick him into entering the portal he came in without a destination.
So it would float endlessly, like my last relationship, guys. Am I right? Yeah!
Remember. They insist I come with them. I'd be trapped as well.
We need a dummy, something that can pass for human.
I got a whole crate of thick, beefy cones. I can easily craft them into a lifelike sculpture of the doctor.
Thick, beefy cones? The only waffle cone filled to the brim with savory USDA certified hamburger meat?
Thick beefy cones, the tasty treat made of juicy meat.
I don't understand what just happened.
Don't. We do it all this.
There. Done. I even inserted a communicator in its mouth so it'll sound like it's talking. Yeah, it's so fun to be making things out of meat again.
This just looks like a pile of loose hamburger and ice cream cones.
This will never work.
I've decided on Suave for Men. Are you ready, Doctor?
Yep, he is. You win, wink. We'll teleport him over to your ship now, wink, wink. He can open the portal from there, wink, wink.
You're saying wink really loud.
You're even more pathetic and meat-like in person, Doctor. Now open the gates.
Seriously, you think? All right. Initializing Brooks Gate.
Oh, it's beautiful. Soon my hair will be so silky smooth, people will always ask to touch it, but I will not let them. All ships into the porthole! I'll be back to kill the rest of you!
Hey, Fraud?
Yes?
You done been tricked, you dumb bald bastard?
What? No! Wait! Ships! Reverse course! Reverse course!
See? Just wing it with confidence. Super easy.
Wow, that was very impressive. Again, just a standard Tuesday.
And I finished finding the dimensional coordinates of your guys' universe. Because I'm super smart on top of hilarious.
Wrong.
Then I placed those coordinates into this stylish bracelet. I even put in a communicator so you can call us and chat anytime you want.
Oh, thank you for everything. I might just save Michael Last after all.
Good luck on your mission, Doctor. If you ever need a 500-pound pig beast punched in the throat, you know who to call.
So long. This has all been just terrifying.
Well, that's done. What do we do now?
The same thing we always do. Make the universe safer. Fight for justice and order. Help the helpless and right the galaxy's wrongs.
Yeah!
First, I really need a nap.
Amen to that. I'm powering down, too.
Yeah, don't bother me for at least 3 hours.
I'm gonna work on more acid toasters. Sweet dreams, everybody!
Tune in next time for more of The Space Adventures of Chet Cosmos!
Radiophonic Audio is written and created by Zach White. Recorded, engineered, and produced by Nick Gartner.